Over a month ago, before the 2024 national and provincial elections, remember there are 52 parties on that national ballot, so we try and bring you as many, particularly the smaller parties, even parties who don't see themselves as small. We try to reflect as many political parties as possible, and today it is the United Independent Movement. Neil De Beer, the president of the UIM, has a fascinating background. He worked for the apartheid state as a security police operative before defecting to the ANC. I think it was the 1988 to 1989 as Mkhonto Wesizwe intelligence operative. And then in October 2020, Neil De Beer announced his resignation from the ANC and founded his own political party, the United Independent Movement. Has contested elections before at local government level, currently has one seat in the Cape Town City Council. Neil De Beer joins me on the line now. Neil, really appreciate your time. You're also a part of the multi-party charter. Just take me through your background, or our listeners through your background. I have seen you at various ANC policy conferences, national conferences. I've seen you speak very passionately at ANC Progressive Business Forum dinners. You were heavily entrenched within the current ruling party, but I think it was in 2020 you called it quits, and in 2021 you formed the UIM. Take me through your particular involvement in South African politics.
Yeah, very good morning, Lester, on tour here in Johannesburg, so apology for the hotel room setting, but this is what it bloody takes. And to your listeners, goeiemôre, miss Cape Town, but I'm coming home very soon. Yeah, I think, Lester, has always been a matter of service to me. I understand people always say that when you're in uniform or when you're in the intelligence services, there's always a bit of drama. But I think my beginning was that when I was in the apartheid system, like many men, you know, we had a one-track mind of not understanding the other side. And I had my lightning moment. I served the Mandela era. And I want to make it very clear, the reason why I left, actually in 2017 already, Lester, I was at the big CRNDZ conference that year. And I was there. I stood as an NEC candidate. And I must tell you, that day, I saw this ANC crumble. I saw that this was not Madiba's ANC anymore. I left in 2017, and in 2020, came back from overseas. I was involved in international funding and the banking service for Africa Investment. And last I came back, and I had an absolute point of disgust, to be honest, in 2020 when I came back and I found that this country, this ANC, my ANC, our ANC has totally crushed itself.
So let's talk about the UIM. So let's talk about the UIM. We're in limited time. But what is your platform? What are you running on? I see through your material, it is mostly on a anti-corruption and governance reform ticket. Is that so?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the five C's. We call it the five C's. We've principled ourselves. It is fighting corruption because it is rife. It is doing everything possible to stand against crime, which I'm very involved in. We've got to bring capital back, the other C. The money is not getting to where it must go, Lester. Number four, we need a review, but we also need to defend and protect the Constitution. And finally, something that I'm not negotiating about is that we need to bring religion and our faith-based attitude back into our society. So the five C's are there. We've got three seats in local government, not just in Cape Town, in Cape Town, Joburg, and in Durban. And we're going for national government and maybe one voice, like I've now seen, in 3 years, can make a change, can add value for those that are voiced. Listen, I've always fought for those that need the voice. So the UIM does not look at race-based politics. I fought against it, and I will continue fighting.
You call for a review of the Constitution, particularly when it comes to the aspects regarding law and order. What's your thoughts on capital punishment in South Africa?
You know, that's been the debate. Let's start being on 5 days, Free State, Gauteng, two, and that question every time comes up. Can we bring the death penalty back? The death penalty can only be brought back if you have a absolutely resolute justice system that is fair and unbiased. I laughed and I said the other day, if you had to give Bheki Cele today the right of death penalty, I would be probably number one. Swinia, we're not going to do that. Death penalty is something that I would like to do on the referendum, and it's same like Cape Exit and independence. People ask me, am I for it? I said, I'm for referendum, Lester. We have in our laws the rights of having referendums. I just sometimes think people are scared to use it. So that's my point of view. No death penalty until the judiciary can be totally secured and independent.
But the Constitution is an aspirational document. It's not in stone tablet form. But we also aspire to the ideals, an ideal that you aspire to when you joined the ANC in 89 and were part of a democratic transformation in 1994. Why can we not aspire to use the Constitution in its current form to aspire to a better country? Why does it need reform, Neil?
I think I was one of the people that were very blessed last week to actually sit with a person that was a part scribe of that, Judge Albie Sachs, a tremendous icon in this country and a person that I have the ultimate respect, and the fact that he is still with us, living and breathing. He made a speech at the IEC signature base and explained the basis of the Constitution. So I totally agree with you. The apex court of this country, the Constitutional Court, should be the ultimate framework of where we can go. So when I speak about review, I think I would like to add that the process of review is that you can take any matter, if justified, to the Constitutional Court. And I think that is, after the election, one of the top lists of the UIM, Lester, without a doubt.
You're a partner in the multi-party charter. If the UIM receives a certain number of votes and seats in the National Assembly, what's your view on coalitions? A coalition that may include a combination of the DA, ACDP, but also what's your view on possible agreements, partnerships with the current ruling party, the ANC, if the electorate decides to return that party below 50%.
It's a very interesting thing. I think Leon Schreiber and Corné Mulder, we were in a political debate in Pretoria yesterday, and undoubtedly, firstly, the multi-party charter. We don't all agree. I mean, we don't all sit around there and bring each other some chocolates. And being a fiery person myself, XMHA, you know, I have no qualms saying to a person, but you need it. But at our point of view, we are here because of one reason. Lester, something is happening in this country where I've now seen the political entities going a third, a third, a third. It's the third multi-party charter, a third of this new RETMK EFF faction, and the ANC conglomerate. And not one of them is possibly going to get the majority. I would love to see who's going to meet who for coffee and make what deal to take a piece of cake. Now, I'm very clear. We have an alternative that is the multi-party charter. I am totally aware that we need to get 50 plus one. But here's the interesting thing. The multi-party charter is one of the main agreements is not to form a coalition with the ANC or to allow the EFF to get into government. Now, I said that yesterday on a radio program, the minute the DA, rumor, rumor, the day that anybody else in this country decides to take their signature and put it on a coalition agreement, the ANC, Neil de Beer, the UIM is out, and dan moet jy mooi hoor, ons gaan vir julle donor. By heart, because we are not going to go back where we actually started. It's like taking your broken car back to the same bloody mechanic six times expecting a good result. No, Mia, ANC out, EFF out, and then Lester, if we have to go to that battle bloody alone, then so be it. Maar wragtig, ons het nou verandering nodig. We need
So
change, my brother.
the UIM is not meeting the ANC for coffee after the 29th of May. Neil de Beer there of the UIM. What's your thoughts on his pitch? 021 446 0567.